People who follow the Dodge County Sheriff's Office on Facebook saw a new kind of post today. Faces and names of people arrested on suspicion of drunk driving there over the past week. The Sheriff's Office announced the plan to start posting those photos earlier this month as part of a larger crash reduction strategy. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt joins us now. Sheriff Schmidt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Well, if people aren't already following your office on Facebook, what are they seeing starting this week?
Well, we've started to enhance our crash reduction effort by focusing on one more prong of the issue of individuals dying on our highways. And it's not a Dodge County problem, it's a statewide problem, and we've taken efforts to impact speed, impact the amount of people not stopping at stop signs. We focused on OWI, but we launched a new effort here this month that we are posting the photographs of individuals along with the location they were arrested and some details about the arrest on our Facebook page. And so it's a public record. It's something that's allowed by the Supreme Court. And in fact, it's something you see on TV every night when you turn on your local news. You see different mugshots and offenses from people that have been arrested in the last 2-3 days. And so really, this is no different than that. It's just being consistent with all of our impaired drivers that we arrest so that we can try and impact the amount of impaired drivers on our highway.
Before we get more into the social media side of things, can you talk some more about the problem? As you say, Wisconsin has a known problem when it comes to operating while intoxicated. What kind of things do you see there in Dodge County?
Well, we have a culture problem in our entire state that a lot of people feel that it's not a big deal to go out there and drink to the point where they're impaired and then get behind the wheel of a vehicle. I hear complaints or not complaints, but people state things like, well, I'm a better driver when I've been drinking. Well, none of that's true. It slows your reaction and puts everybody else out on the roads at risk. And for a family of four to be driving to the store, or to the restaurant, or to another family member's, many of them don't realize how many vehicles go past them every single day in which the person going the other way is impaired and putting their lives at risk. Here in Dodge County, we've had 11 fatalities. I believe right around 4 of them this year are impairment related or suspected at this point. I've been at some of those scenes where we have an individual who's laying there in a vehicle, dead, and we have family members and friends showing up to the scene wondering what happened to their loved one. We see firsthand the chaos, the devastation that comes to these families because people don't realize how serious it is to get behind the wheel of a vehicle while impaired. And we need to make that culture change, not just because it's illegal, but because it's tearing families apart and taking people from this world and leaving the loved ones behind wondering, why are we allowing this to go on in our society?
Have you seen other law enforcement agencies doing this on social media, posting these arrest pictures of people who've been pulled over?
Well, I have seen various different things throughout the country. I know in some parts of the country, they litter their Facebook page with every single arrest that they make in their jail. In Kansas, for example, there's a number of them that every single arrest that they make goes on their Facebook page, including the picture and what they're arrested for. Now, may we get to that point at some point? I don't know. Right now, we're focusing on our crash reduction effort. I know in the city of Milwaukee, they've begun posting photographs and booking photographs of individuals who are driving recklessly and getting in pursuits down there. And they just started that this last week. So it isn't something that's new, but this idea of posting all of this particular offense in Wisconsin probably is a little bit on the new side, and we're probably setting a trend. And I have already spoken with other sheriffs and other chief executives that are considering maybe doing this as well.
Talking to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt about anti-drunk driving efforts in Dodge County, including a new one just started this week, posting pictures of people arrested for drunk driving on the sheriff's office Facebook page. The one gripe I've seen about this, Sheriff Schmidt, is, okay, even if it's legal to post these are still alleged crimes. There are people who haven't been convicted yet, and some people are uncomfortable with that. What do you say to them?
Well, number one, first of all, it is a public record. Anybody can come in and request these at any time, and we will release them to them. For 20 years or more, we have released to the media a documentation called our briefing every single day with these arrests on it. It isn't something new that we're releasing this. And it's allowed by the Supreme Court. But in addition to that, I talked about it a little bit earlier. These photographs and these types of offenses are already being published, just not to this level. And so how many times are you reading in the paper or going on one of your TV stations or listening to it right here on this radio station as far as so-and-so was arrested for their fourth offense drunk driving just this last week. It's already out there. These things are already being done. We're just going to be consistent about it. And while some people say, well, this is just shaming, it's not going to help, I'm hopeful that some people will see this and it'll be one more thing that might trigger in the brain that says, I don't want to get my face out there on Facebook. Or maybe one of these individuals has their face out there and has been embarrassed by it, and they decide, I'm not going to do this again. They're going to make a change, and they're not going to do it again in the future. We have to do something to change the culture. And for those that know me, I'm not afraid to make choices that are hopefully going to be in the best interest of everybody's safety. And that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to save lives any way that I can. And the legislature does what they can. We as law enforcement officers do what we can. And we're just trying to save lives because I don't want to stand over another dead body in the middle of the highway.
What kind of response have you seen so far since you started posting these pictures?
I'll tell you, well, obviously it's been mixed, but I've gotten a very large amount of people calling me, messaging me, seeing. I ran into a local financial representative out when I went out for lunch today, came up to me, shook my hand and said, thank you. And there's a lot of people that are reaching out saying, finally, we have somebody who is going to take a stance on this. And that's what we just need to do. Take a stance. It's not going to be tolerated here in Dodge County. Yes, there are people who are not happy about it. I understand that. Not every decision I make is going to make everybody happy. I'm doing the best that I can to save lives. And while sometimes that's not going to make people happy, it isn't about making people happy. It's about saving lives and keeping the public safe. And that's always my number one priority.
We heard from Eric in Madison, who says in Minnesota they have what they call whiskey plates, where supposedly if you get convicted of a DWI, you get a marker on your license plate. What do you think of that idea? A multiple DWIs, it looks like.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's happening in several states around the country. I think there's some in the Ohio or Indiana may also be doing something similar to that, and maybe that's one more avenue. I'm open to all of those, and if the state legislature wants to move forward with something like that, more power to them. Unfortunately, I don't have that availability to me at this point, and we need to do what we can to try and keep our roads safe. So one tool, you know, there's a lot of different tools that can be utilized in trying to keep our highways safe, and this is just one we're choosing to use.
So you've got the social media. You mentioned you've got other enforcement efforts going on, but that this is a cultural issue in Wisconsin in a lot of ways. Do you think we can change that, Sheriff Schmidt?
Well, we're not going to change it if we don't try. And so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make an impact, and we'll see what happens. And we'll see what the stats bring in the future. We'll listen to some of the stories and see what happens. I don't know. But we're not going to make that change in the culture if we don't try. The defeatist attitude is, well, you know, it's just the way it is forever and we're not going to do anything. Well, if you don't do anything, you're right. Nothing will happen. So we'll try and we'll see. And more education, that's part of what this is. It's education about there are repercussions for being arrested for operating while impaired. Keep in mind, and this is on our page as well, all subjects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, but this is still a public record of an arrest. An arrest record that, whether I put it on Facebook or not, is available to the public at any time.
Sheriff Schmidt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Have a great day.
That's Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. We talked to him about his office's new strategy to post pictures of people arrested for drunk driving on their social media platforms, including Facebook.